Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Either is fine. We don't care if you download or stream. We're just glad that you're here. Hopefully you're having a great start to your weekend. Thanks for being here. We are together. Ricky and Scott join me today, and we talk about some more highlights from our trip a couple of weekends ago for the 50th. We dive into our thoughts on Ratatouille. We got to ride that on October 2nd. We talk about why this is almost a perfect Disney attraction. We also dive into Creation Shop in the old future world in Epcot. And we talk about why Club Cool was so hard to get into right now. This and some wild card picks from the weekend as well, including Maya Grill. How about the confectionery in the Magic Kingdom, as well as Splitsville at Disney Springs. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan that next Disney vacation. All the trip planning tools that you need are right there at themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. And if you mention the show, you and I are going to be planning a great trip together. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. One extra click means a lot to us. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you sincerely to our patrons for allowing us to put this show out 3 to 4 times a week all around the world. It's because of our patron support. And our patrons get a bonus show every Thursday. If you'd like to get in on that, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1981 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Congratulations on making it through yet one more work week here in October. This is a fun time of the year. You got the baseball playoffs going on. Hopefully your team is doing well. We've got football going on. Hopefully your team is going well there. We will not bring that up for the NFL for Scott here in a second because he's having some heartbreak. My Mizzou Tigers, same thing. But hey, we have football as long as you just don't pay attention to your local teams. But it's a great time of the year. You got fall festivals and all kind. Best part of this year, cooler weather and good food. We can all appreciate that no matter what our sports are doing. So let's just all get behind that. And Wine and Dine Race Weekend coming up. Before you know it, it's going to be here. A lot of us going to be on planes and carrying our sneakers down to Walt Disney World. And hopefully we can find out where we're running one of these days. Look, I'm asking that because I'll make it happen this week. I just want to know what the course is. Disney, where are we going? Tell us. Anyway, let's have some fun talking about our recent trips and some of the Disney news of the week. Joining me today from themouseforless.com, where if something happens, that's where you find out about it. So make sure you subscribe over there. We have Ricky. Ricky, what's up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And I am in Walt Disney World, hopefully at the Boo Bash tonight. So if you see Cruella de Vil, Might be me. I have my Cruella costume ready to go. So we'll see.
I watched the new Cruella film on the flight back from Delta, and I loved it. I thought it was so
amazing.
Good.
Isn't it? It's so good. That's who I'm dressing up as. I'm dressing up as the Emma Stone version of Cruella, and I'm so excited. So yes,
it's gonna be awesome. You think you'll be the only Cruella at the party?
No, I definitely
don't. I'm like, Ricky, no. Ricky, no.
No.
Ricky,
no. 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 I did think about dyeing my hair though, since I do have the curly hair. Like I did think like, I could just dye it. And then I was like, no, I bought a wig. I totally bought a wig. Scott, I was like, I'm not dyeing my hair.
She should totally dye her hair, right? Yeah, totally. I dare you. Dye it. Come on.
No. Yeah. You can dare me all you want. I've got a wig in the other room. So
take the wig back. Just dye your hair. It'd be awesome. Come on. No. All right. No. Also joining us, he's not dying his hair. We have hashtag Scotty G from up in Michigan, where it's too dark to golf. So let's do some podcasting. What's up, Scott?
Let's do some podcasting. You talked about the mid-October, the cool weather, you know, the great food. I do have to give a shout out. So I feel like right now starts birthday season for a lot of listeners and friends of the show. So I got to give a shout out to the trifecta that starts today. Happy birthday to Georgia, our buddy Georgia. Today's his birthday. Mine is tomorrow. And our homeboy Maddie B rounds it up on the 17th. So that's a trifecta of some awesome dudes right there.
That is.
I'm kind of myself as an awesome dude.
That's debatable, but you know.
Those are three crazy Disney dudes.
One time,
right,
it should have been this year because it's a weekend. The three of us are going to go down, and we're just going to go hard at Epcot for our birthdays 1 year. I'm just telling you.
Okay, real quick, since we really, you know, we have a little time on today's show. Let's tackle that topic to talk about right off the top of the show, because I've always wanted to talk about this one. We're going to jump into talk about Ratatouille and that experience and some of the stuff from our trip a couple weekends ago. People that wear the shirts and go hard at Epcot for their, you know, 21st birthday, or like, oh, we're, you know, drinking around the world. Now we've had this discussion in the past, but I think the idea back home 18 months prior is always tremendously more fun than how it turns out. Like, by the time people hit Italy, depending on which way you're going, Italy or Germany or, you know, anywhere mid-stride there, Japan, things start to go south quickly. I mean, how many times have you seen that, Scott? I mean, it seems like, you know, I don't care if I check off that box anymore. You know,
It goes south for sure. And depends on where you start, because, like, you always want to start on an end. So Mexico always makes the most sense.
Right.
To start.
Yes. Yes.
And then my problem is, Mike, then I just don't ever want to leave Mexico.
Right. Exactly.
like you put me in La Cava, I'm like, oh, I'm good. And then Norway. Yeah. All right. I guess I'll get some kind of beer from Norway. I agree. I always loved the shirts that have like every food and wine booth on there too. Like,
oh my gosh, can you imagine eating it or drinking something at every food and wine? But way too much. That's way too much.
It's tough. Definitely. And it's got to depend on the time of year. Like, I feel like 10 out of 12 months now, it's going to be blazing hot. And this is it. I'm with you, Mike. It sounds like a great idea on paper. You're playing with all your friends and your group. We're going to do this in this order. And then the time comes, you got your matching shirts. It's 120 degrees outside, and like,
exactly, drinking around 2 hours the world in Dubai is like the worst idea ever. I feel like that's just no good things can come from that.
Yeah, what I've always realized is, like, on a group chat, you know, when you're sitting in your 68 degree house, you know, in July, when you're like putting this all together and you're sending each other funny gifs about how it's gonna look, you know, and you're just like, this is gonna be the best idea. We're going to get a drink at every country, you know, maybe even the food and wine booths when we're down there in the fall. Yeah. I mean, I've seen this fall apart. We've all seen this fall apart in every single trip.
So it's fun to see them at the bus stop, though, like, have a conversation with them. Like, so what's the plan? Because they got their shirts, right? Like, so what's the plan? How are you guys going to attack it? And then you just happen to, like, see them later in the day, like, passed out. Like, or just, like, giving up.
Where's Bob? Like, where's Bob? I don't know. We haven't seen him since Japan.
Who's Bob? Exactly. Are you part of our group?
He had a Bob?
It is fun. That's why, like, Walt Disney World is great for so many things, but, like, the people watching is at the top of the list, and those are great people to watch right there.
Absolutely. We got to add a couple birthdays here. Alfred's is on October 28th, and Nicola down in Australia is on October 17th.
This kicks off birthday season, Mike. Like, Georgia kicks it off today. Because then it just goes on. I know Phil and Teresa have birthdays. Florence has a birthday coming up. Like, it's crazy.
Happy birthday, y'all. Okay, so let's jump in and talk about Ratatouille a little bit, because we had so much going on. The shows were both 50 minutes last week. Didn't want to go too long on those because we did, you know, we put out a lot of shows. I try to respect your time. Ratatouille, though. So what did we think? So, Scott, take the first stab at it. We had the virtual queue. You got me in. I trusted you. We worked out fine. So first impressions.
Yeah, actually, I'll talk about the virtual queue a little bit, because it slightly changed where you can create a party ahead of time. So that's kind of cool, because we've been in instances where, like, I've been friends with someone on my Disney experience, but they're with another group and I'm not friends with theirs. So when I go to get the virtual queue, I get it for my friend, but then he misses out or they miss out on all theirs. So it kind of creates a mess. So I liked this creating a party. So, like, I knew, like, Mike, Beth, Marlissa, Elizabeth, like, we're all going to be together. So, like, so I specifically clicked the group, and then I just waited for 7 o'clock to roll around, and then boom, it was like magic. I got it. Group 88 or something. That kind of scared me at first. It seemed kind of high, but Ratatouille can load a lot more if you're comparing it to, like, Rise of the Resistance. So it really wasn't that bad of a queue. So I thought the virtual queue process seemed very similar, except you had to create a group, which I think was a great addition. Now, Mike, did you try that day? Like, or were you out running, just counting on me to get it for us?
No, I trust the force and I trust Scott Gardner when it comes to trip planning. I did not even think about it because the night before I knew you were going for it. And I've just learned that, yeah. I mean, honestly, a lot of life is like this. And I think with Disney trip planning, this can be true too, is that, you know, too many cooks in the kitchen can cause problems. And if you just have a point person and kind of trust the system, you're good at it. And like, I knew I was going to be on a run. I knew we'd be fine. And so it worked out fine.
I agree with that too. Sometimes having too many could cause some problems. So yeah, so our day started off great. You know, we got the boarding pass. You get super excited. We're going to do a new Walt Disney World attraction. And then, not to go too into the details on the trip report, but we ended up having breakfast at Cape May Cafe that morning, which was quite awesome. It was kind of family style breakfast.
Yeah. So I want to jump into that real quick. I totally forgot about that. I had never been to Cape May. Okay. Now, a lot of times folks have, you know, talked about going to Cape May. I've always wanted to go there for dinner. I'm never going to go there for dinner with my family because I'm telling you what, like it is a minor miracle for my family to walk past Cape May Cafe because of the smell. Okay. Because it's pungent. It smells like seafood. I mean, you got to agree with me, right? You should be nodding wherever
it
you're riding a bike.
Like seafood.
If you're walking your dog,
I can smell it right now.
You're riding
now,
in a bus
actually.
Right now. Yeah, you should be nodding right now. Yeah, it smells like seafood, whether you like it or not. It does. Okay, so my family doesn't like seafood. They're from the Midwest. You know, they're not from Boston or anything. So they're just like, can't take it. Mm-hmm. I like seafood. So I'm just like, too bad. I don't get to go. But Scott made this ADR for breakfast. I'm telling you what, this breakfast was smoking, man. We were at a great table, a lot of great conversation with great friends. Here's how he hit me. He hit me hard, like family style. I know I'm weird. I like the reconstituted eggs. I know they're super cheap. People dog on those. I could eat pounds of reconstituted eggs. They're just good. They're Disney eggs. I like those. You got your meats, your sausage, your bacon. You had, those rolls, Scott, that they brought out first. That bread.
Rolls were
awesome. Oh, smoking good.
And then we got the fancy butter to go with them, too, by request.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Thanks to Beth for getting that.
So what I was not disappointed in, like, I went into the meal thinking, like, it was going to be, like, because we had Crystal Palace the day before. I don't know why I had the thought it was going to be, like, buffet style. But family style worked really well. I still like, and I was still able to get my omelet, because I remember I loved the omelet station at Cape May. So I asked our server, I'm like, is there any chance I can get like a custom omelet? Boom, no problem. You know, I think three or four of us ended up ordering omelets, you know.
The Western.
Or you could do eggs to order if you wanted like some eggs, you know, over easy or whatever, like over medium. Like it worked out perfect. And I just love having that additional option to the family style. So it was great. And Beth in the chat, like who was with us, like she just made a great comment. Like the value was awesome too. Like it was like $25.
I think it was $22 with your AP. I could not believe it because we were talking about this rolling out. If you go to I think it was 22. It might've been 25 either way. By the time you go to a counter service place and get a meal and a soda.
True.
You're talking almost that amount of food, you know, that amount of the price. And I mean, you got to pay gratuity, but still like, you're also, I mean, we pounded a lot of food. I mean, I can eat at breakfast when it's all you can eat family style. So I got my money. You don't usually hear say, oh man, that's high value at a breakfast counter or table service place. Cape May is where it's at right now. Go there. So good stuff. Cause we started there. So now again, here's the deal. We've had this conversation before with Rise the Resistance, right? If you have an upper level, say we had 88 for our virtual queue. So you're not immediately going back to France and getting on the ride. You got to kind of plan out your day and you got to kind of always check in like, okay, where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at? So how did kind of Scott walk us through how our day unfolded? And then when we get there, Ricky kind of gives the talk about what she thought of the ride. So
yeah, for sure. So that was the great thought, right? Like, hey, we got this later boarding group. We can do some other stuff at Epcot or go through World Showcase. Like, we kind of planned it, you know, to eat at Cape May. You were at Pop, so you can skyline over. You know, then we ended up just walking in the World Showcase. It was a beautiful day. Friendship boats were out. It was awesome. But, so we were just kind of casually... Ironically, we just had this awesome breakfast, but I had the idea like, well, let's do some food and wine.
Yeah, and okay, that's where I was like, okay, whoa, because I would do, and I think I overdid it at breakfast. Like, we're gonna do like food and wine. I was like, oh my god, I shouldn't have had.
I knew I tried to hold back a little bit on breakfast just because of that.
Oh my gosh,
I knew I wanted to do like some cider flights, some flights. But
a lot.
So we just did like a casual day at World Showcase. I'll kind of get into some of the details, but one thing I really wanted to do, and we did instantly, was The merchandise for the new attraction Ratatouille is not actually in the pavilion, because if it was, I think it would just be a madhouse, because we'll get to that a little later. It's very crowded in the area. It's the hot spot, right? But similar to what Magic Kingdom was doing on the first, is that they had a virtual queue for Ratatouille merchandise kind of in the world. What is it called, Mike? Or Ricky, the world showplace?
World
showplace.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we went up there. We put our number in. Elizabeth did it for all five of us. And we're like group number like 270. We're like, wow, that's kind of crazy. So we walked to Canada, got a cider flight. We went to the Appleseed booth where like the Canada.
That booth is filmed. Amazing.
Yeah, booth is awesome, by the way. Yeah, the Appleseed booth is sweet.
Yes, it's so good. Yes.
And we're in there. And then boom, we got called. Already, wow. For the merchandise. It was super quick. So Mike, I know you're not like the biggest like merchandise guy, even though I always see you in wearing nothing but Mizzou or Disney stuff, but today you got Chicago. Chicago merchandise on.
He's gonna throw it in your face today. It's fine. But, I'm not wearing Mizzou or Disney.
But Ricky, I don't know if you did this at all, but like I thought the merchandise was awesome. They had like some pass holder specific things like magic bands, pins, like the usual stuff, but they had awesome ornaments. Mike is just trying to show off his shirt while I'm trying to talk, trying to be distracting. It's Friday. We're having fun, right?
Yeah, right.
But I thought the merchandise was in there was really cool. We spent a bunch of money, bought some shirts for our daughter, Emily. Elizabeth and I got a pass holder shirt. Mike, did you care for any of the merchandise in there, or you were just kind of just hanging out?
I would have bought the hat where Remy peeks out the top. Then 5 minutes later, I'm like, what am I doing with this dumb hat? Like, that's the kind of thing I just, and plus the thing is, in the time we were in that building, which was probably about 17 minutes, Tennessee had scored 3 touchdowns against the Mizzou defense. So I was
that's
fired
right. Mike wasn't was in the best spending any money.
Yeah, it was a brutal Saturday morning in Como. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Beth in the chat, she just made a good point though, that that must have been like an opening weekend kind of deal, because the merchandise has already moved to the Creation Shop. Yeah.
You want to talk about the place that's gotten all my money? It's the Creation Shop.
Let's talk about that a little bit because we did spend some time there.
I spent more money in the Creation Shop than I have at Walt Disney World in a long time, which is good for Disney, bad for my wallet. So,
which is interesting because I went in there and I didn't see anything that I needed. But go ahead. What did you find?
Okay. So I went to the Creation Shop right the weekend after it opened. If you haven't been in there yet, which I assume most people haven't, it is the updated Mouse Gear. So it's the new version of Mouse Gear. Mouse Gear is officially closed. And it's a really light and airy space now. It's not as dark as the old Mouse Gear was. There's a lot of windows and things like that. Mm-hmm. They have some really cool murals and artwork that are up on the walls and everything. So they've done a really great job with this space. As Pam has mentioned, I think before, the smell unfortunately is not gone. Yeah.
The guy like a faceless like mannequin.
Yeah.
Like,
the faceless mannequins are a little freaky. I will admit that. Definitely not the most. They're definitely scary. But. Not as scary as the girl chair that's at the boardwalk, but that's beside the point. I really think that they have some great lines of merchandise right now at the Creation Shop. So they did have some 50th anniversary merchandise, which I did buy a fantastic 50th anniversary like jacket. I would like to blame my brother. He has made me purchase both of the items that I ended up buying. He's a really bad influence. So I bought the jacket. And then the weekend before when we were there, there's this great line of Epcot merchandise that they have right now. And they have two different lines, actually. One is kind of a white and silver line. And then the other line is more of like a geometric pattern, colorful line. And I got this really very soft sweatshirt that they have. It's black with the Epcot logo on it. And it is the most comfortable thing. It's been too hot out here in Georgia to wear it yet, but like I'm dying to put this sweatshirt on because it is just the most comfortable hoodie I think I've ever bought. So the Creation Shop, I don't know what it is about there. Oh, they also do, so you can buy your merchandise on the app and then just walk out, which is nice too. So it's a really simple process to do it. You open the app, you say, I'm at the Creation Shop, and then you scan the barcode, and then it will add in any of your discounts that you have. So, like, I have an annual pass, so it added in the annual pass discount automatically because that's in my Disney Experience app. And then all I had to do was put it. They have these clear plastic bags. You put it in the plastic bag, and then they have these stations that you go to. There's like two, I think, in the inside. And you go to the station, and you tell them, this is the items that I bought. They check it off on their little iPad thing that they have, and then you walk out. It's so much easier. You can still pay at a you know, traditional cashier as well. But I was just ready to go, so I just did it the easy way.
One thing I might want to add to the creation shops, some listeners might be thinking about, well, Ricky, what did you create? Or what can you create
at the
creation
shop?
And the answer is nothing.
Nothing.
Yes. It's such a weird name.
A dent in your wallet is what you can create, because that's what's happened with me. But I think the name is dumb. But yeah, there is nothing you can create in the creation shop. So
even if they would have just called it like Disney's Creations, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that would
I know, or Epcot's Creations, it's just, or something.
It's just a little misleading, because I go in there thinking like, oh man, right, I'm going to create this awesome like custom Epcot shirt, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no, you ain't creating nothing.
But you can't.
I know. I thought, and the whole thing was like, so I went in there. The only time I got in there was Ricky and I ate with some of the travel agents at Space 220 that night of the, I can't remember, the one night. And I went up there after dinner and peeked in there real quick and just walked through real fast. Didn't really need anything. But it reminded me of World of Disney, honestly, and Disney Springs. It looked exactly like World of Disney, just on a smaller scale, but more open, like with lots of windows and stuff and freaky mannequins. But the thing was, I wanted to go in Club Cool, but there was a super long line for Club Cool.
There was
I couldn't get in.
Line.
I was like, dang, I can't get in Club Cool, but I can get in the store.
let me kind of explain why there's a long line for Club Cool right now. Besides the fact that it is extremely popular because it's back. And people are like, ooh, I want to go to Club Cool and drink Beverly, which I don't know why. But anyway, there are not as many stations for soda as there was in the old Club Cool. So I think before there's like four or five little pods, and there was like three soda stations on each pod or something like that. With this, there's like just a wall of soda fountains, and that's it. And I think there's maybe like 6 to 8 fountains. So they cut down on the number of fountains that are available to guests. So that's also causing a very long line. So if you want to go to Club Cool, I'm going to suggest don't do it at the beginning or middle of the afternoon. I'm going to say kind of put it off.
And the fact that a cast member mops the floor after every use of the...
Thank you.
Yes. I don't know that's really happening, but it
should
be
though. Actually, they are mopping, because I was talking to the cast member, because somebody had spilled there was a family with I think a lot of little ones, and they actually went over there and they mopped up before they let somebody else go over, because that they were like, we don't want that problem. So yeah, they're definitely trying.
Well, that's not very nostalgic. I mean, you know, it's like Club Cool, you're supposed to stick
Club Cool should be like you stick your feet to the floor. Yeah,
you should have to have a little effort to get out of there, you know, to move your feet. Okay, so there's a few things I want to talk about outside of Epcot too. So let's hit Remy. So we get back to real quick, the way we wrote out, because I've always joked that Baseline Tap House was built as the adult holding pin for your Rise of Resistance boarding group, right? They built that. They knew what they were doing. They didn't tell any of us, and we were suckers. They're like, people are going to sit here and drink beer until their group's called. You know what? That's what the Odyssey was for us on this day. And it was great because it gave us
a
place.
It's a fantastic space.
Yep,
agreed.
We could get tables. A bunch of us sat down and just kind of, you know, we don't get to see each other enough. We talk about this many times. We talked about this on this past Monday show that I had a guest from Dallas. He talked about how he doesn't get to see his friends. They're spread out all around the country. They all work in aviation. But they met at Walt Disney World and just hung out at the pool, you know, and they just got to hang out together. A lot of times we do that. Scott's in Michigan. Ricky's in Georgia. Pam's in Pittsburgh. I'm in St. Louis. We just got to, Dr. Kai was with us, and we did, you know, he's down in Arkansas. We got to hang out, and we got to just hang out and talk until our groups came up. And, you know, we had wings. We had, you know, some people got beer flights, and it was just a good time hanging out in there. And that gave us that kind of common area. But then our group came up, and we went back to ride Ratatouille. Now, I will say, first impressions getting back there, the area is gorgeous. It's beautiful. But on this day, on October 2nd, it was a nut house back there, man.
Yes.
It was crazy. It was madness. So, Scott, take it over from there. What do you got?
Yeah, I agree. I will say, though, I believe the ride went down a little bit because Dr. Kai, like, they had a earlier boarding group and they kept getting delayed and delayed. And like, so we didn't even get on to like 4 o'clock, I think. It was kind of later in the day. So that might have created some of the chaos, and you got the new like crepe place that's open, but it is gorgeous. And
it is beautiful.
And I just thought, like, I don't know, with Rise of the Resistance, we've had like good luck where we got our boarding group called and we basically kind of walked on. Now I've had both spectrums. I remember I was with Wade and Shelley once and it took like 2 hours to get on. But I wasn't expecting like an hour long wait, to be honest, when our group got called. How did that throw you off at all, Mike?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, I've had both too. I'm the same way. I've walked right on and I've waited.
I have never done that.
I was with you, Scott, one time when a kid behind us had an emergency. We had to give him a thermal detonator. Whole nother story. Yeah. That's probably a whole Patreon story. Episode. But the thing is, here's the deal between Ratatouille and Rise. Rise, you don't see where you're going in the queue. You're in caves, you're making blind churns. You have no idea where you're going. I was getting a little fired up. Again, Mizzou was getting crushed by Tennessee, one of the worst losses at this time. So I was not in a great mood. Like, you could see where the line was. And they tease you. Like, when you get to a point where you hit the touch point to verify that you do have a valid boarding group, and you get to, like, go into the building. You're like, oh, yeah. Then they're like, okay, now get back out of here.
Turn around.
And then you go back outside, right. And you go through all these switchbacks, yeah. Kind of like a Six Flags. It's not like a Six Flags.
I will say the switchback section was kind of brutal. Okay. It was kind of hot that day. But I tell you, when we went back in the queue, though, it was awesome. Like, yes. Had that gorgeous like wallpaper. Yeah. I don't want to be too spoilery, but there's like some cool effects that happen inside the queue as well.
Yes, there are.
You could definitely probably watch some videos online to see what those are if you want to see it. But so once you got back in the queue, it was awesome. Like, but you're right about Rise of Resistance. There's so much stuff to look at too. It's kind of air conditioned in that queue. But here, like, there is like an outdoor section that can be brutal.
Yeah, it was smoke. And the thing was, like, there were photo. Everybody was wanting to be back in there, so like two different lines of photo pass people by that fountain, so you could.
Yes.
And I couldn't tell like what line. Where the thing is, like, I had never been in this line, so I had a hard time judging like where I was going. Like, was I? For a while, I thought that I was in the line for the. Like, I thought my line was going around the crepe building, but that was actually the line for the crepes. So then I was like, oh, at least we're not doing that. So it's just one of those things. Like, I didn't, you know, with Rise, you're just glad to be in the cave. You know, you don't know where you're going. You're just following. It's like my marathon on Chicago. I didn't know where I was going to Chicago. I just followed the herd. And it was finally you get there, right? That's exactly the philosophy for life. Just follow the herd. You'll get there eventually. So we got there. We get up there. The queue's awesome. Like Scott said. Ricky, thoughts on the attraction? You bet on it in Paris. So
I have.
You're fancy. So
I am.
But okay, real quick, I'll just give my general thoughts. I thought it was a great Disney ride. This is the stuff Disney needs to do. It's not lighting your hair on fire. It's not flipping you upside down. It's not making you puke. You know, and it's just a great 2021 dark ride. It has new technology. It tells a great story. There was a point I told Scott, like, I took my glasses down and I was like, okay, that's real. Like, I was having a hard time telling what something was practical effect. If it was a screen, it was when you were in, I don't want to get too many spoilers, but I mean, it was just, it was fun. It was a little shorter than I was expecting, to be honest. Like, I thought it may be a little longer just because in 2021, I thought they're trying to make things longer, but it was fine. I mean, I came out content. I was happy. It was a great Disney ride. Was it the best theme park ride of all time? Like, to rival Rise of the Resistance? No, but I don't think it needs to be. I think it was a great, great Disney ride. So Ricky, what do you say to that? Because you've been on it a couple times since I
have. Yeah. So, I agree with you. It's not like the end all be all ride. I mean, that's not what the point of the ride is to be in the first place. It's to be a nice family attraction for Epcot, because, you know, that's something that Epcot, in a weird way, they kind of are missing out on. I mean, I feel like Epcot either has, you know, really slow rides or really thrilling rides, and there's no like in between. I feel like Ratatouille is kind of an in between attraction. You know, there's definitely some thrilling parts in it, but it's also good for the entire family. So, and you're right. There are many practical effects in this attraction that are real. They're in front of you, but they blend very seamlessly with the. It is in 3D, so you do have to wear, you know, 3D glasses. But you know, it really does blend very, very seamlessly. It does not as far as how amazing it is, but it does kind of remind me a little bit of like a Spider-Man at Universal, that both have like the screens and the practical effects, and they both tell the story seamlessly together. So I feel like that it kind of reminded me a little bit of that when I first wrote it, just as far as the technology was concerned. But again, I think it's a great attraction for Epcot. I think it was very needed. I think it's very necessary. And, you know, it's just, it's a great family attraction. So I have, I mean, I think it's a nice addition for the park.
Yeah, it's an e-ticket in World Showcase, which is awesome. And grandma can ride it with the grandkids, you know, and everybody's going to laugh and everybody's going to have a good time. Nobody has to sit this one out, you know, for the most part. I mean, if you have serious motion sickness kind of issues, you may sit it out, but 95% of guests are going to ride this. So Scott, what did you think about it?
Yeah, there's not much more I can add that you two haven't hit already. Like it is a great addition to Epcot and World Showcase. Mike, I couldn't agree more with, like, it's good for the family, right? Like, you worry about children sometimes or younger kids, like in World Showcase being bored sometimes. I love World Showcase. It's like my favorite area to be, but sometimes there could be that boring part where someone just wants to do an attraction, right? That's not Impressions de France. But now you have this option, right? There's a cool ride. I mean, you got Mexico, you got Norway, now you got France. I would just love to see him, like, somehow squeeze in a couple more, right? Wouldn't that be so awesome?
Yeah, I would.
If we could get a ride in Japan, that'd be so awesome.
That'd be so sweet. Or Germany.
Now, yeah.
Yeah. The one thing that I do miss, that I wish they would have done at this, at Epcot, which they did do in France, I wish they would have had the restaurant after you got off. And that part, really, honestly, because you, at the end scene, you see the restaurant, and, you know, there's this, the finale part, and you do see the restaurant, and that is the restaurant in Paris. That's exactly the restaurant that you go to, because I ate there. And so it's like, it's a really cool experience to see that in the attraction, and then immediately go and dine at the restaurant that you saw in the attraction. Unfortunately, I guess just the way they did it here in Epcot or whatever, they were unable to put the restaurant in, which makes me sad, because like that was one of the coolest parts. Yeah. You know, you were on the attraction and then you got to eat with Remy. You know, it was just, that part was so cool. So I wish they would have done that. But I haven't tried the creperie, like the sit down location. I did try the counter service, which was very good. And I very much enjoyed the Nutella and chocolate crepe. That was the only thing that I wished they had been able to do, but I get why they couldn't. So,
but what's cool though is that you have those dining options still, right? So like,
yes,
after the attraction, like my group, we ended up eating at Chefs de France. Like it was kind of like a cool thing. Like this is our first time experience the new attraction, and now we're gonna go sit down and Chefs, which just made like for the whole experience, right, that much better. Like we're just gonna spend a nice evening here in Paris.
Yeah.
So let's save space 220, because Pam dined with us and she's a little bit under the weather this week, so she couldn't join us. She sends her regrets, and she tried up until the point we recorded, but she was unable to really sustain to be able to record. So we're thinking of Pam. But a couple of things I want to talk about. And I want us to kind of throw in like a wild card thing from the trip. And the one thing I want to talk about, because I think this really can help people. This is a question that we get a lot, and I haven't had a good answer for this one until now. For right now, post-COVID, is that we get the question a lot, especially this time of year, where do I watch my football team, right? Or where do I watch a sporting event? And it's always been go to the ESPN club on the boardwalk, but it's still closed, which I can't believe they've kept this place closed during football season, right? This is a gold mine, right, this time of year, but it's closed. And so we did a pool day with Scott and a bunch of us kind of hung out at the resort, and we were hungry at the end of the day. It's one of those days, like it's late. We're like, oh man, you know, we got hungry at like 7 o'clock. We got to eat. So we decided to go to Disney Springs, and we all decided to eat at Splitsville. Now I'd eaten at Splitsville once before. We did a podcast meetup like years ago. Yeah, we did.
Long time ago.
It's where I met, first time I met Florence Porter.
We
bowled with Masayo from Japan. That was fun. She'd never bowled. I remember we were bowling with Paige, had a broken arm at the time. She had to bowl the wrong way, but it was before a podcast cruise. So I had been there, but here's the thing. Like we went there late and we didn't bowl. We were just hungry. But I'm telling you what, people say this and it is true. The food there is really good. Like I had Steve Forrester and I got the same thing. I got a Western, like Texas burger. I should not have eaten that whole thing. It was huge. It had everything on, like bacons and onion rings and barbecue sauce, and it was huge cheese. Oh, mercy. And the fries, it was so good. And here's the ironic thing, right? We go in, we check in. Did we walk up?
We did a walk up. We couldn't get an ADR, but we did walk up. Yep, and it was no issue. I think it's ready to get into here.
Yes, but when we walk up, they ask us, okay, because this was here's the thing we worried about, right? This was the night, if you're any kind of a football fan, Tom Brady was playing in a football game where he was going back to New England, right? So he plays for the Bucks. And so this is going to be his first game back in New England. So it's going to
and he was going to set a record for the most passing yards. It was like a huge
NBC had been running commercials, you know, like it was, you know, the Super Bowl, you know. And I mean, for a lot of people, it is a dramatic game, right? So we're like, oh, man, we're not going to get – we really didn't care to watch the game. We just wanted to eat some just regular, like, burgers, fries, pizza. We didn't care. We just wanted to eat. So we go in at the check-in saying, like, do you want to watch the game? We're like, we don't care. We just want to eat, really. We don't care. So they're like, okay, cool. If you don't want to watch the game, we can seat you right now. We're like, okay, good. They walk us upstairs. We go up these steps or up an escalator. We get up there. How many TVs could we have watched that game on? We were eating dinner.
So I counted like 6 or 7 from my viewpoint.
There were TVs everywhere, everywhere around us. We just you couldn't miss it. And I mean, some of the TVs did, you know, it was just crazy. But I mean, that is a good place with good food, drinks. I mean, kids can run around like crazy. You don't have to worry about them being quiet. They can be, you know, you can bowl, you can not bowl. You can play darts, you can play pool. I mean, that is the place to go watch the game with your buds. You know, and if you want to have a big group meetup, that's the place to go. And I liked it.
Like, we didn't even do bowling, you know? And like, that's another awesome activity you could do. Like, I was so thrown off by that, Mike, because she asked, like, do you care about the football game? Like, nope, we just want to eat, hang out with our friends, you know?
And then you ended up watching the game. That's bizarre.
So there must have been, like, a big – we were talking about it, Mike, right? Like, there must have been, like, a huge screen TV where, like, it was like, focused on the game. But I was fine watching it on their, like, 27-inch TVs that were hanging from the ceiling. Like, those worked out perfectly fine. The sushi was good. The pizza was good. All of it was so good. Like, can't – that's a place I never think about, and like now I'm like dying to go back. Man, it was awesome.
Yeah, because you know, it was one of those times where you're trying to think outside the box, right? We were hungry, we couldn't find an ADR, you know, because it was last minute. It was Sunday night, I think,
Sunday night.
Yeah, because Sunday night football, and so we're like, oh man. So we're thinking, you know, maybe the port, what's that? The City Works. We're like, maybe there, you know. But we came upon Splitsville, worked out well. So that's kind of my bonus wild card thing I want to throw in. If you're looking for a place to watch the game, you're down there, you just need some, you know, because sometimes we have all this fancy food, you have all the seafood, you have all these fancy pastas, and you know what, at the end of a trip sometimes a good burger and fries, like a bar burger, oh, it's the best thing ever. And I'm telling you, it was solid. So Ricky, what about you? Throw in like a wild card thing from the weekend that maybe people could take a tip and help them plan a trip.
Okay, so have I talked about the confectionery yet?
I don't think so.
All right, let's go.
I never went in there. I feel so bad. I didn't get my Uncle Orville ice cream. God, I'm so mad. I'm getting
okay.
That in
all right. So the confectionery has been completely redone, and it is amazing. Oh my gosh, let me tell you. There's before, if you remember, it was kind of cramped and tight, and you know, this you just were weaving around everybody, and it was a really, really, really uncomfortable space even before COVID. So now they have opened everything up. It's very bright and airy in there again. I feel like that's a trend with what Disney's trying to do with their shops and stuff like that, which is probably smart. But they have taken different areas and they've morphed them. So now there is there's the area where in the middle where they have all the bakery items. So you go there and you pick out which bakery items that you want. They write it on they put it on a slip of paper and they give it to you. And then that when you're done overall, that's when you go to the cashier and then they'll give you your bakery treats. And they have quite a few new bakery treats because this new confectionery is actually sponsored by Mars, which is owns M&M's, Skittles,
pump up
that kind
the volume,
of thing.
Pump up the volume, pump up the
exactly,
volume.
Exactly, yeah.
Dance.
So anyway, thanks, Mike. So anyway, there's all, so they have like a ton of new treats that have like M&M's in them or Skittles or things like that. They also have some treats for the 50th, of course. They have a huge wall of like M&M's and Skittles that you can, you know,
that's so get Instagram. I saw that. I was like, yeah, it's Instagram right there. That's
yeah.
Instagram
oh,
bait.
Totally Instagrammable. 100%. They also have this thing. It's the Glaciers. So I think it's the Main Street Confectionery Glaciers, which is, it says it always feels nice to sip on ice So it's a frozen refreshment. They have a blue raspberry, Powerade fruit punch, Minute Maid lemonade, Fanta orange, and a high C lime. They also have three specialty options as well. The orange bird, the cold kaleidoscope, and the cold concoction, I guess.
It's a family
yeah,
show.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to say it real carefully.
Back in my day, those were called Icies at Kmart.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of cool too. They have this fantastic like window where you can watch them make the items like the Rice Krispie treats, and you know how we love to watch that before. And the little window that they had, now they have this gigantic area where you can watch. They also have an area where you can watch them make cotton candy. But the area that I think is the most interesting, now they took over the hat shop for this, and you gotta kind of walk back there. But they have this area now, and it's candied popcorn. So basically, it's the Colonel Kitchen. And what you do is you can pick your popcorn. So they have right now a caramel, rainbow, butter flavored, or cheddar. Then you pick your syrup. So they have a dark chocolate, a white chocolate, and I'm guessing a milk chocolate. And then you pick a candy. I think you'd probably get just one candy with it. So, you know, you can do M&Ms or Skittles or Snickers or Twix bars or crushed chocolate cookies. So you make all, like, you make your own popcorn concoction, which is really, really kind of cool that they do this. So the prices are not bad. So you get two toppings and a syrup, and your popcorn is $12.99. Three toppings and a syrup is $13.99. And then additional toppings are $1. But again, it's just this really cool thing that they're doing to help make a confectionery even more spectacular. So I am a huge fan of the new confectionery. I really, really like what they've done in this space. And I definitely have a number of items that came home with me. So
I don't know about you, Mike, but when Ricky said Colonel Kitchen, I was thinking about chicken.
I know, me too. I was thinking all those Colonel Sanders commercials. Yeah.
Caramel Kitchen. Yes.
That's candied chicken. Nice. Okay.
Colonel Kitchen. Yeah, that's what it is. You're right. Okay. Colonel Kitchen.
I didn't even get in there. I missed that.
I went in there for like a half a second, took a peek, and then walked out. Like, it's kind of a shame. But you know what, Mike? We'll be there in three weeks from today. Yep, so let's do it.
I'm not a big popcorn fan, but I am a baked items fan. So there we go.
They have
but
I gotta a number get
that.
Of baked
I'm getting that bathtub thing. I can't believe it. That's why I went for the 50th. Was to get the bathtub.
Oh my gosh.
That's my thing. Okay, Scott, close out one wild card thing, and then we'll call it a weekend.
Yeah, I'll try to keep it quick. I don't remember if I talked about the electric water pageant on our last week. I think I did, but like, I got something else, but like, if you can make it, like, they have an awesome 50th anniversary tag, so definitely do that. I may have talked about it last week though, so that's why it's not gonna be my wild card. But my wild card is, it's going back to food, because we all love food, you know. And I've been there. Whoa, everything's all good. So I've been there twice since the reopening, since the pandemic, and Maya Grill is back. Is all I gotta say. Like, I love this new guacamole that they have, where there's like, they put little strawberries on top of it. Whoever would have thought of like strawberries on like guacamole?
Right.
Trust me, people, it works. The fish tacos are back. Like, the old menu is back. I know Mike will have some comments here in a little bit too, but it just, Maya Grill, the last couple of years, I felt like it was really struggling. Like, they took off a lot of favorites, but a lot of old favorites are back now. The margarita flights, they have a couple different ones. They're fantastic. And for some margaritas, you can get them in a French press, which is like one of the coolest things, where you just like press it down in a pitcher and then you pour it out. I'm telling you, I'm glad to see Maya Grill back in business again.
No, I couldn't agree more about Maya Grill though, because I feel like about 5 years ago, it kind of tried to get super fancy with its menu, which I get. I mean, a lot of the restaurants need to switch it up from time to time, and it was going that way. But Maya Grill was so good with not the basics, but like basically it was the basics, but like plus, you know, they have fajitas, but they were nicer fajitas. You know, they were just fancier fajitas. And like you said, right, the fish tacos are solid, the guacamole, you know, a little bit better, the chips and salsa, everything is just so good. And their margarita flights, their tequila flights, solid. And it's a great location. And the thing is, I think why we like Maya Grill, a lot of us that have been going there for almost a decade now, is that it is kind of a hidden gem. A lot of people don't think about dining at Coronado Springs. Like, you're not going to go out of your way unless you're staying there. I have. But it's just a place where you can typically get an ADR. a good solid meal. There's not a lot of good choices for Mexican food, you know, at Walt right. Disney World. I mean, it's kind of a struggle for a lot of that. And it's a good place with, and you got the smooth jazz guy and you got good service. I love it there.
And like on Wednesday's show, I believe we had a question about like, where would you do like a resort only stay for a weekend? And like, you know what? Coronado is like, we all went deluxe, but like Coronado could be one because you got Maya Grill. You got Three Bridges now, which is like an awesome spot to just chill, hang outside. And they have four, maybe three, but they have like at least three awesome quiet pools. And you got the dig site too. So plenty to do it at Coronado, and Maya Grill is definitely one of my favorite spots.
Yep. Two fitness centers. You got places you could work if you had to work while you're there. You got the Barcelona bar. You got Toledo's at the top of the tower. Oh, yeah. There's a lot going on there. Yeah, dude, I mean, there's more than you think.
If only they had a Skyliner.
I've always said that, man. If they had the Skyliner, it's a deluxe resort. I'm telling you, it is. It's how it's, and they will. I mean, I have a feeling that will happen. I know nothing. I'm just guessing because that'd be great for.
It's centrally located too, so if you have a car, that's why I feel like a Skyliner could go there.
Right.
If you look at a map, it's like smack in the middle of the property. It feels like.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally across the street from like Epcot and the studios. I mean, you just got right across World Drive. And you're I mean, it wouldn't be that much. Yeah,
it's at like World. That. It's at World and Buena Vista, which is like the two biggest. Yes. Like, it's the biggest intersection on property. So,
right.
I know I was talking about Maya Grill, and now we just went deep into Coronado and how great it is. And now, like, dang, I need to book a trip for Coronado.
I know, seriously, I love that place. All right, well, hey, that's gonna do it for today's show. Hopefully, we've shared some fun memories and just some fun Disney talk. But hey, maybe a tip to help you plan a better vacation when you're headed down next time. So we appreciate you hanging out with us. Don't forget. Our show is always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to share some of these tips with you when it comes to planning your next trip. Just drop by themagicforless.com. That's your starting point, themagicforless.com. There's great resort guides there. There's great, you know, ideas to get the trip started. And while you're there, fill out the free no obligation quote form. Fill out some possible dates, how many guests you're going to have, a couple of resorts that you're interested in. If you mention the show, I'll get back to you right away. Give you some pricing, some availability, the conversation will start, and we'll see if that trip can happen. We'll narrow things down. We'll get you set up just right. When you book with the Magic for Less, we don't talk about this much, but you get these weekly tips in your inbox. They are awesome. It tells you, guess what? It's almost time for dining. Let's talk about some great restaurants. You know what? At this point, we got to start thinking about theme park reservations. Here's what to think about. How about Magic Bands? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about, you know, if you're going in the fall, here's some special things that'll be going on then. If you're going in the spring, how about this? It's fun just to get these tips because when I book my own trips, I sign myself up for the tips. I know it's kind of dumb. I get my own tips, but they're fun because every morning I get up in the morning, it gets me excited. I hope you get excited for the tips as well. So just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that quote form. We'll take great care of you. We love having your support. Again, over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click does mean a lot to us. So please bookmark it and use it as often as you can. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you again to our patrons. For your support of the show, we could not do this without you. We put those shows out all around the world 3 to 4 times a week. It's because of our patrons. If you'd like to get that bonus show each week, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Do us a solid and follow us on the social media, Instagram and Twitter @BeOurGuestMike. That's where you can find me. You can find Scott @EpScott. You can find Ricky @RickyNibs. And of course, Facebook and YouTube, just look for the Be Our Guest Podcast. And join us this Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Give us a ring on the phone and be on the show, and we'll talk Disney. All this stuff is up for grabs. We love talking Disney with you. That's YouTube and Facebook for the show. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. We appreciate it each and every time you download or stream the show. So for Scott and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.